come into your room, into your living room, and talk with her for about 10 minutes, and I think all your concerns will melt away. Have a great weekend, folks. It's going to be beautiful weather. Go to see Pippin at 100 Central Regional High School. It's a fabulous performance. And remember, North 100 and Lady Lions bring home the trophy from Jackson on Sunday. Big C signing off. Good morning, 100 and 100chamberradio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dahl.
A very preliminary on-site examination reveals no evidence of pre-existing failures, malfunctions, or problems.
NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt described a timeline of events leading up to the tragic accident. They found evidence that the balloon hit the power lines.
A very preliminary on-site examination reveals no evidence of pre-existing failures, malfunctions, or problems.
Police in Bergen County, New Jersey are thanking a hero dog for saving its owner. The dog broke a pane of glass to get the attention of two women walking by. They called the cops, who called emergency medical services. The woman is in the hospital, but should recover. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Democratic vice presidential candidate, Tim Kaine, says speaking before a hometown crowd is more difficult than the DNC. Frank Hammond reports.
Kaine gave thanks to the crowd at Huguenot High School last night for the 32 years of friendship and support. He then turned his attention to Donald Trump and defended the Kaine family from Virginia. Donald Trump has the temerity to trash them and say stupid things about the poor boy's mom that she says I can't talk. Today, Kaine heads to Daytona Beach, Florida for a jobs tour. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Donald Trump's running mate is praising the fallen Muslim soldier whose family has been trading barbs with the GOP nominee.
Kaine is an American hero, and we honor him and honor his family as we honor him. The story of Captain Khan is an incredibly inspiring story.
Mike Pence spoke in Carson City, Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
The Trump campaign has been making an effort to draw Sanders supporters disillusioned with Clinton's nomination. In a poll,
car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stafford County, Virginia authorities are trying to determine why a man fired at sheriff's deputies investigating his crashed vehicle early yesterday morning. Frank Hammond has more.
Stafford Sheriff's deputies responded to the accident on Cool Springs Road around 2 a.m., but no one was in the vehicle. However, a man was standing several hundred yards away. As deputies approached, they saw he was holding a handgun and tried to get him to put down the gun, but instead he fired a shot at the deputies. They returned fire, striking him, and later died at Mary Washington Hospital. His name has not been released. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our expert, was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at
Travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
The Trump campaign has been making an effort to draw Sanders supporters disillusioned with Clinton's nomination. In a poll,
car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stafford County, Virginia authorities are trying to determine why a man fired at sheriff's deputies investigating his crashed vehicle early yesterday morning. Frank Hammond has more.
Stafford Sheriff's deputies responded to the accident on Cool Springs Road around 2 a.m., but no one was in the vehicle. However, a man was standing several hundred yards away. As deputies approached, they saw he was holding a handgun and tried to get him to put down the gun, but instead he fired a shot at the deputies. They returned fire, striking him, and later died at Mary Washington Hospital. His name has not been released. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The California Senate Appropriations Committee is planning on holding another hearing on a bill supporters say would make it easier to lay down fiber optic cable, makes it easier for you to get internet.
The information highway is important in the 21st century we live in. The reality is that many people in my district do not have access to high-speed internet, and AB 1549 helps to close that gap.
Wood also says the bill would encourage more public and private partnerships and make sure Caltrans lets smaller internet companies know where broadband conduits were. Stocks are starting out a new day on Wall Street after closing mixed, with falling oil prices dragging down the Dow and Standard & Poor's. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 28 points, the S&P 500 shed 3, and NASDAQ up 22 to end the session at 51.84. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I just heard this song before. Yes, this is the theme song of the weather sponsor, and I have the weather sponsor owner here, and that's Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari. Her husband, Chad's, could not make it today, and I'm sorry that we don't have him, but we have Tracy Lynn all to ourselves, and we're going to talk with her all about Homestead Senior Care today and her business. So, pleasure to have Tracy in, and Tracy is also the host of Boomer's World, which we will be listening to at 11 o'clock today. So, Tracy, pleasure to have you in here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Chris. Good to be here.
Great to have you. And I've always had a great time talking with you off air. So it was great to have you come in and talk about your business on air. Now, I've had the pleasure of sitting in on your show a couple of times while I was working in the background here. So I know a lot about, not a lot, I know a little bit about Homestead Senior Care, but this is our opportunity to highlight two things. One is your business, and two is your radio show. So that's what we're going to do today. So why don't we start out with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Homestead Senior Care?
Well, I know we have a certain amount of time, Chris, so I better start talking. It's been a wonderful journey. I don't know where to begin, actually. Homestead Senior Care is a state-licensed agency. It is a service. I view it as a community service because we're assisting and aiding the folks that live in the communities that we live in. Mm-hmm. So I'm a locally owned business, and our target audience or our target clients, they are seniors, although the longer that I'm involved with Homestead, Chris, mm-hmm. I don't really know what a senior is
right.
anymore because there's no clear definition. You know, it is not a rickety person, you know, that, right. You know, people, and the word senior, I have so many of my clients, they detest that word. So I think I'm going to start this year coming up with a new word because what is a senior? I really view it as folks that need a little bit of help mm-hmm. from a trusted friend.
Right.
And I'm the matchmaker.
That's a great way to look at it. And I've heard, like I said, I've heard you talk about your business on the air and also in the recordings. And you're helping more than just that elderly person. You are helping that entire family unit because there's so much involved and so much angst, concern, emotion that's built up as you do this. And we're going to hear about that today. How long you been doing this?
Well, I wandered into Homestead back in 2000 and this is 2012, right,
right.
Chris? Okay.
Yep.
2000, help me out, hey babe. This is 2003. I was parked outside the Homestead office in Warren County mm-hmm. and I was looking for another part-time job. I had three part-time jobs. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, I really like the older generation, and I think I'd like to go and see what they're all about.
Okay.
And that's how it all started. I knocked on a door.
So the franchise was established before you took over.
Yes, it was established in the year in June of 2000.
Okay, and so you came in 2003, started with them, and then how did you come about being the person?
Well, I started as a caregiver,
and
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And not soon thereafter, the owner had a situation in her office that she needed an extra team member.
Right.
And she asked me to come into the office. So my first hours were 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. because then I left for a nanny job in Reddington.
Okay. So you've been a caregiver for much of your career.
I am still a caregiver, mm-hmm. actually. Yes.
And how did you come about realizing that that was your passion and or your mission?
You know, I've always had an affinity for people older than myself.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend was 74.
Mm-hmm.
I always hung out with older kids, even in school.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only, the youngest child in a family of three, so my sisters were considerably older, and I've always hung around older people and been privy to conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have an old soul, and I just value all of their wisdom and their satire
mm-hmm.
and their wit and knowledge that they don't even realize they have. And I was a sponge for that.
Right.
So it's just always been something. And when I found Home Instead, it was like, you know when you find the love of your life
mm-hmm.
and you get like butterflies in your stomach, or I mean, even to this day with my husband, if I know we're going out somewhere, I get excited because we're dressing up and you hold somebody's hand and you kind of get those little things flying around your head.
Right.
That's how I feel when I open my office every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare, actually. I got to tell you. It is. It's very because so many people get life throws them curveballs. And
mm-hmm.
you have to balance your life needs with your life wants. And sometimes you have to make a little bit of a sacrifice to the passion of your business. Some people just find it, stick with it, and they're lucky enough to stay with it. And then others have to just make some sacrifices and learn that their particular passion might not be what they can do as a profession.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that they can't still do it. They just don't get to do it from the 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock time frame that you get to do it. So.
Right.
That's great that you and you discovered it so early, and yet you continue to do it, and it matches you perfectly because you can tell even through our listening audience that you have that passion. You can hear it through the microphone and the speakers.
Well, thank you.
We have to take a quick break, Tracy. You know this whole story, so let's do a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Tracy Lynn about Home Instead Senior Care right after these messages. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? Mommy Hunterdon is the locally affiliate to MAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call Mommy Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. Mommy Hunter, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, we got Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari here from Homestead Senior Care. She is very important to HunterdonChamberRadio.com in that she does a radio show. She's a sponsor of our weather. So you've probably heard a number of the commercials that we run for them. And HunterdonChamberRadio.com is indebted to your assistance. So you know, we wouldn't be able to get the equipment off the ground here without your sponsorship. So we're much appreciated. You and Pat and Heidi and Associates have been instrumental in getting this all started.
Well, thank you, but it takes a village, Chris. It takes a village. It's an honor to be here.
You
it's
are
an
always,
honor.
You're always so humble. You're killing me. All right. All right. So
he's speechless,
I'm
folks.
Speechless, and that's rare. All right, so let's get back to a little bit about your background, and then we're going to talk more about what you folks do for Homestead Senior Care at the bottom of the hour. So Homestead Senior Care is a franchise.
It is.
How big is it?
I have to tell you, Paul and Lori Hogan never imagined when they started an office in his grandmother's house, and she was kind of never would have imagined, totally blown away. Started with one, went to two. That was back in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in 2012, we are cresting the 1,000 franchise, the 1,000 office franchise mark. And we are in 14 countries, soon to be 16 countries.
Wow.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can imagine how they didn't expect that. You've been doing this in your basement, and all of a sudden you're in 16 countries. Woo, okay.
What's amazing, too, is that we go to a convention in April, this mm-hmm. year, every April, and we have a home that's Omaha. We have a 8-story office building that was built. Paul and Lori built it. That's our headquarters. We have over 130 people in home office supporting our efforts daily, mm-hmm. from the tech department to the legal department to the social advocacy, political advocacy. And in April, all of these countries converge mm-hmm. on Omaha.
Cool.
There's no room in Omaha to host us all. There's no room at the inn. We're riding in on donkeys and coming in on planes.
I'm sure Warren Buffett will be happy to build you something over there. Wow. Okay, Omaha, Nebraska, huh?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I mean, is it all corn? It's not all cornfield. I know there's a great shake shop over there that Warren Buffett goes
Omaha
to.
Omaha is one of the greatest cities.
Yep.
It's wonderful. Great nightlife. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think this is a good opportunity as a franchise as opposed to doing it on your own?
You know, that's a great question, Chris. And I'll tell you, when I was pondering purchasing it, I had a friend say to me, "Tracy, you're insane. You're buying a business that you've helped develop for the past 4 years, so you drove up your purchase price."
Yes.
Insanity.
Yep.
"And you could do this at home. You could do it on your own." And I said, "You know, I could. I think I have enough chutzpah and magnetism and personality and ideas. But look at it this way. I never became a fan of baseball until I married Chaz."
Mm-hmm.
"And the Yankees get a bum rap mm-hmm. because they have the highest payroll cost, et cetera, et cetera."
Right.
"But if you're going to be part of a winning team
mm-hmm.
that's going to pave the way for others for admiration and you're also going to have integrity,
right.
why in heaven's name would I branch out on my own and not have the support of the people that are going to help change the face of aging? We're changing it."
Right.
"And could Tracy Lynn do that on her own? Or is she part of a winning team?"
You probably could, but it would take you a lot longer.
Yeah, and a lot, you know, ulcers, Tagamet, all those kind of medications you get on. I don't need that.
I can't imagine. I don't think there's even a trace of that an ulcer would show up near you. You just bounce around so bubbly all the time.
I should be a lot thinner than I am.
a lot of energy in this booth right now. All right, you brought up Chaz, so let's talk
yes.
about this, because I did have a question about it. You
yes.
you are a husband and wife team.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. It took him 10 years to get me to marry him, but finally I did.
How is it a benefit, and how is it what type of blind spots do you guys run into that each of you fill?
I will tell you, I hope he's not listening, but I'm kind of glad he's not
Chaz,
here right
Chaz, cover
now.
Your ears right now.
Only because the enhancement and the amazing thing is that I now have someone that knows exactly what I'm talking about over dinner. And when I have an episode and anything, he's tuned in now. Like
mm-hmm.
You and I are tuned in right now. And he's sharing it. He now has ownership of it.
Right.
And you know that when you have ownership and stake in something emotionally and psychologically and financially, that you are more interested.
Of course.
And then he's my leaning post. He's mm-hmm. my guidepost.
Mm-hmm.
He's my rock.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's hard to stand alone. You know, isn't it easier to hold on to somebody when the tornado's coming in the root cellar than if you were just standing out in the field by yourself?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then on the other end of that question is that he's also in training. And I am a stickler for detail.
Uh-huh.
And I want my business to pave the way and be the employer of choice, to be the first thought that comes to someone's mind when they do need a trusted source of care. And he's got to eat, sleep, and blank that,
mm-hmm.
You know, so he's learning from the master.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be sticky sometimes. It can, because my level is so up here, and he's not as fired up as I am.
Mm-hmm.
His burning fire is somewhere in there. He's much calmer, and...
Is that okay?
It's okay, but he's catching it. Now it's it is contagious,
so
because he comes back to the office now after he's signed up a new client,
uh-huh.
and he's the male version of me. I see this.
Did you drag him into this kicking and screaming? Or?
No. He drugged me. He cajoled me to the line of marriage. We got married outside, and it took, like I said, almost 10 years for that.
Right.
But he has wanted to join the business for years now.
Okay.
He has.
Oh, good. So, willingly coming in and having to deal with the boss.
Yes, and he's a senior, too. He's 65, and he's collecting Social Security.
All right.
He's a poster child.
All right. So he's living and breathing the client perspective, but he's working for the business.
He has been a client. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, yes, he was a client 2 years ago. He had back surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got one of our live-ins to come into our house and reside with us. And he gave, we dug his heels in and got angry and said, I don't need this help. And I said, Olivia, meet Chaz. Chaz, meet Olivia. There's the refrigerator. Here's my cell phone. See you later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Tracy, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. I know you know about the weather all too often here.
Yes.
And then we're going to come back and talk about your client examples, one of which you just brought to our attention, which was Chaz. Remarkable how this all fits together. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and this is Big C, and we're going to come back right after this.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Radio News with Rod Williams-Dahl.
A very preliminary on-site examination reveals no evidence of pre-existing failures, malfunctions, or problems.
NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt described a timeline of events leading up to the tragic accident. They found evidence that the balloon hit the power lines.
A very preliminary on-site examination reveals no evidence of pre-existing failures, malfunctions, or problems.
Police in Bergen County, New Jersey are thanking a hero dog for saving its owner. The dog broke a pane of glass to get the attention of two women walking by. They called the cops, who called emergency medical services. The woman is in the hospital, but should recover. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Democratic vice presidential candidate, Tim Kaine, says speaking before a hometown crowd is more difficult than the DNC. Frank Hammond reports.
Kaine gave thanks to the crowd at Huguenot High School last night for the 32 years of friendship and support. He then turned his attention to Donald Trump and defended the Kahn family from Virginia. Donald Trump has the temerity to trash them and say stupid things about the poor boy's mom that she says I can't talk. Today, Kaine heads to Daytona Beach, Florida for a jobs tour. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Donald Trump's running mate is praising the fallen Muslim soldier whose family has been trading barbs with the GOP nominee.
Kazem Khan is an American hero, and we honor him and honor his family as we do honor. The story of Captain Khan is an incredibly inspiring story.
Mike Pence spoke in Carson City, Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
The Trump campaign has been making an effort to draw Sanders supporters disillusioned with Clinton's nomination. In a poll, 18% of Americans believe Clinton has ties to Lucifer. Here's a common story today. A Nevada father of three needs a heart transplant, and until he gets one, technology is helping him stay alive. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Martin Vici can tell you his girls keep him going. You see, the father of three has been living with heart disease for a decade, and about a year and a half ago, his heart took a turn for the worse.
I was down to 15% heart function.
Now, as he waits for a transplant, Vici is trying to raise money to keep up with the out-of-pocket medical costs that aren't covered by health insurance.
I take 26 different medications, and the most important medication that keeps me alive costs $326 a month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For news 24/7, www.usaradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We're back. I have Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari here from Homestead Senior Care. I think you just heard something from them just a few seconds ago. Yes, they are the sponsor of the weather, so you hear about them an awful lot, but we're trying to get down underneath and learn more about Tracy and her business. So again, Tracy, my thanks for you coming in here today. Let's go now to what I was riveted by when I listened to your radio show way back when. You go into a client's home, and they've called you, and they've gone through some angst, some concern about this, and they had to make that all-important phone call, and you come in. What is it that goes on in those types of initial meetings?
Well, first of all, the client very rarely ever calls.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 5% of our clients have ever called. It's their families. It's the daughters, sons, nieces, nephews, neighbor.
Right.
Yes, so they are kicking and screaming and digging their heels in, and very, very rarely am I a wanted guest in that home initially.
So you walk into pretty much a firestorm.
Yeah, most oftentimes. You know, the person who's called me might be there. They look so relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And then over on the couch or on their chair, or at the kitchen table, I will see that potential client.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give me a smattering of a grin, and they're always polite.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a huge wall,
right.
Huge wall usually up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you break the ice?
Just being me.
Just being you.
Just being me, and starting a conversation about who I am and how I came to be. And some of the things that we can do, like laundry and light housekeeping and transportation and cleaning litter boxes and, you know, anything that goes on in the home, mm-hmm. except washing windows, mm-hmm. painting the garage, mm-hmm. Things like heavy duty we do not do. But everything that all of us do daily just to keep our houses up is what we do.
Okay. So now you come in, you see this physical division, emotional division,
yeah.
all this angst, all this emotion,
mm-hmm.
and you come in and you recognize it because it's something you deal with pretty much periodically
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking to this person. When does the transformation happen? When does the switch click? And they go, wow, this lady actually is going to come here and help me, and I'm not, my perceptions are of this being a bad situation are unfounded.
You know, I am a stranger. See, the whole thing is that a stranger has come into their house,
mm-hmm.
and it's a frightening thing to think that, you know, this woman's in my house, and I'm fine.
Right.
I don't need any help. I've been doing this for 60, 70, 80, 90 years, and I'm fine.
Right.
But it begins to melt away when I have empathy,
mm-hmm.
and I listen,
mm-hmm.
and I look around, and I try to peel back the layers and discover who that person really is, how they've lived, what they've lived, and what I can gain from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about what I can do for them with my agency and my caregivers. It's about how I can enhance their life,
right.
Forming a trusting relationship. One of the things I always say, Chris, is I am a stranger and I am here to give you some information.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to build some credibility and earn your potential trust. And until we can have that, we have nothing.
Right.
Because I've got to be able to do that to then open them up to the possibility that there is a huge life to be lived.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about quantity and age.
Right.
It's about enhancing the quality of their life. Even if it's a woman who can't do hospital corners on her bed because, you know, she's tangling with that and slid underneath the bed because she fell, it's doing it their way, the continued way that will please them, and making them know that they are important, that they are still decision makers in their own life.
Right. And so that's really their perception that they're coming in with into this meeting with, that they feel like you're taking away all of their all of what they've used to and did, and you're trying to convince them, and rightfully so, that they still are going to do it their way. It's just that you're there to help them along.
Yes, and so many oftentimes the family has their own ideas,
right.
and that's great because they love them,
mm-hmm.
but that's their perception. And I had a lady yesterday. I went to see her, and she said, you know, my daughter thinks I should go live at this place. And I said, well, what do you think? And I said, you know, your daughter loves you
uh-huh.
and wants you to be safe.
Right.
So I think in her mind, it would make her feel really good to know that you won't forget your meds and things will be done and, you know, she wants the best for you. Like, you wanted the best for her when she was growing up
mm-hmm.
and sometimes had to put your foot down and say, I'm the parent.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes the kids think they've become the parent
uh-huh.
or feel like the parent when actually they need to have a conversation with their parent.
And you sometimes become that go-between.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm the peanut butter between the two slices of bread.
Now, what you just described as this little meeting that took place yesterday,
yeah.
the perception of the client, the senior individual in the room, was that you were coming in, before you even walked through the door, you were going to side with her daughter.
Yes.
And what you did is demonstrated that you weren't there to side with the daughter, you were there to actually side with the client.
Yes.
And that must have been a tremendous relief when they could realize that.
Yes. I was in another house yesterday. This one comes to mind vividly. The nephew drives up every 2 weeks from Florida
mm-hmm.
in his Prius to see his aunt.
Wow.
And that's when she's taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
She is 84.
Right.
She is amazing. I absolutely fell head over heels for her. And you can see the angst on his face that, God forbid, he didn't get up here. She's not going to have a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to get to the doctor. And the love of that man traveling all that way. And we had this long conversation. She was very open to me. He was taking a lot of notes.
24 hours this guy's driving every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Wow.
She has no children.
Oh, my God.
She was never married.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I didn't ignore him, but I removed him from my scope of vision. My attention is entirely on her.
Uh-huh.
We went over her life, what she'd done. She wants to stay in the home. She wants to go out with a toe tag. We arrive at that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When I get on the same playing field with a senior, they want to be taken out in a body bag with a toe tag.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But I, after all of this, was 45-minute conversation or so. He's taking, scratching notes. You know, I'm not saying much, and I like that because we were getting to know each other. And her last verbiage to me was, I don't really think right now that I need this or I can afford this. And I said, ma'am, I said, you're 84, and if we look at an actuarial study,
mm-hmm.
you could possibly live to 88 and hopefully live to 90, but you can't afford not to.
Right.
And she looked at me, and I could tell it was, you know, this question mark, and I said, your life needs to be as enhanced
mm-hmm.
and has, you have so much going for you, and the people that I could introduce you to, those caregivers, it would open up doors that would otherwise not be opened. And I don't know how long you're going to be with us. That's God's call, not mine.
Right.
But what if your nephew has a problem and can't make it up here?
Mm-hmm.
What if?
Right.
So what we want to do is try to enhance his life
mm-hmm.
because he loves you and he does get worried. And if we do this not so much even for you, we should probably think of him and try this out and give it a whirl.
Wow.
And, you know, the light went on.
Mm-hmm.
The light went on at that moment.
How many of these have you done?
These care consults?
Yeah.
I've made to date, I keep a lot of statistics because I love numbers that way. I have done in 2003, this is the beginning of my ninth year, and in 8 years... I have done over 522 matches.
Well, that's the ones. I mean, how many of them do you actually close on, so to speak?
Well,
majority of them?
I close on right now 86% of the people that I go to see become clients. And they're not patients. They're clients.
Understood. Okay. The 520-something that you just mentioned, that's the 86 positives. So there's another, I don't know, 100 or so that you did also. So you're somewhere in the 600 to 700 range that you've done this.
Yes.
This isn't something that any particular person can do. This is something that's very unique to you and probably even pretty unique to your business, that there's not many people in your shop, so to speak, that could even do this.
My husband can do it. He's fabulous. We realized that in the past 3 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, we're at another break, so I'm sorry to say that we're running out of time quickly here.
You look so intrigued, like you don't want a break.
I don't. I really don't. I could go another hour at least on this.
That's quite a compliment.
You're welcome. All right, we need to do a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tracy Lynn. And we're going to learn more about HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and her show right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back. I have Tracy Lynn here, and I'm telling you, we could do this for like four more hours of talking about her business and her personality and all her memories and experiences that she's done with all these her clients in Home Instead Senior Care. We're going to turn over now to the fact that you are a host of Boomer's World, which is going to be on in about an hour or so. So you've got to get busy on that.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in being a host?
I have to tell you, it started really when I was four. My father was in the import banana business, and I used to run around with a Chiquita banana. That was my microphone. And when, honest to God.
I didn't really expect this to go that way.
No.
Go ahead.
But when I heard through our wonderful grapevine here at the Hunterdon Chamber, and it is like a massive grapevine of information and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And on all the wineries we have in Hunterdon County,
uh-huh.
too.
Yep.
But it's just the strength of that. And I heard this birth of this idea, and I got so excited. I was running through my office saying, I wonder if they would allow me,
mm-hmm.
And give me the opportunity, because, I mean, I have no experience doing that, and maybe hosting a show that focuses on seniors.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did you get in touch with Richard, or Richard got in touch with you? Or?
Yeah, I emailed Richard, and he emailed me back, and he said, you know, come on in, we're gonna have a meeting. And I said, great. And I showed up at this meeting and this around this big old table with
right.
these wonderful, enthusiastic people, and there was so much energy in the room, like there was like a static energy.
Right.
And it just started unfolding, and being something entirely new, I'm like part of the foundation, so how could I not
right.
become a sponsor
right.
and help it along financially?
Wow.
It's a no-brainer.
Great. Now, you said you were, all right, you got some training back when you were four. But the rest of us came in pretty novice to the situation, so you being an old hat of this, What have you run into? What unique things have you run into when you were doing your show? You've been doing it since October.
Has it been that long?
Yes, it has.
Oh, my Lord. It's almost like I've been doing this forever. You know, the buttons and the panels and things, and it's everything is really so simplified because of you and Richard. And it just, because I deal with a radio station in Warren County, WRNJ, mm-hmm. and I go in there as a guest.
Right.
And it's frightening in that booth.
Mm-hmm.
But this is easier, but I can still screw it up. I can poke the wrong buttons. I can fail to turn off the microphone. One day I said, oh, my gosh, I just sounded like a jerk. And I looked down and my microphone's on, and I go,
Well, I guess I really am now a jerk. Because, who's ever's listening now knows I feel that way about myself.
Right.
But you know what? That's the spontaneity and the energy of real time.
Right. And it's the risk. It's the high wire that you play with. But it makes it exciting to come in and do it.
Oh, so. It's such a rush. Yeah. I mean, my otherwise stable personality, low-key, that is just so level all the time, I become like a hot air balloon.
Oh,
and
you
can't bring me back down. Yeah.
What surprised you about doing the radio?
That it would be as fun as it is, mm-hmm. that it would be so enriching to my life, that it would give me an opportunity to share things that otherwise I couldn't share. It's not as nerve-wracking as I thought because I'm not seeing all the people that might be listening.
Right.
I do promote this wherever I go. I'm actually in the process of designing some kind of outfit for myself. That I have to, because we are going to grow. This is going to be like the greatest thing since like crunchy peanut butter or cream cheese and jelly. This is really going to be, I hate to use the word awesome.
Uh-huh.
We're coming up with a new word just for our chamber radio.
Okay.
Because it's beyond description.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Let me know when it's happening.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the radio show and for your business for 2012?
I have always had a philosophy of an altruistic philosophy. In that I mean it's community, it's fiber.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of a tapestry. I cannot just run a business. I integrate my business with Norwest Cap, Career and Life Transition Center,
mm-hmm.
Warren N. Hunterdon. Hi, Pat Moonjam. Mm-hmm. I integrate with Habitat for Humanity. I provide meals for the Habitat work crew. Home Instead does that because
mm-hmm.
they're actually even helping house seniors in new homes. Anyone, domestic abuse and rape crisis, I am a survivor of domestic violence. I have to integrate my business within the tapestry of the community and continually have the momentum of giving back.
Wow.
And that's difficult to run a business and be an employer and do all that stuff and then impart that philosophy and get my employees involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hire a segment of the population. They are volunteers. They are advocates.
Right.
So why not just incorporate it all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unique. It's unique in most businesses, but I can see how yours does actually transcend to that next level easily.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole nother asset, a whole nother aspect and a facet to your business that provides that opportunity, and then it comes back to you, I hope, doubles, triples.
Yeah, the interesting thing is we are for profit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a franchise.
Right.
I have a bottom line.
Sure.
And I have an IRA for my employees. 3% I've been putting into that for 3 years running. And we have trainings and we have parties. I get a massage therapist to have a...
Wow.
Oh, yes, we had a tropical paradise. It was a caregiver appreciation day. The day turned into 4 days.
Wow.
Okay? And incorporating all of those things and continually giving back will not only cement my position in these two counties, but I want to be a leader. I want to be a leader that people admire,
mm-hmm.
not envy, admire, and I want to help. I want to help.
And with that, Tracy, I need to have you give out how we can get in contact with you and where we can get more information.
All right. Well, there's lots and lots of different ways. So you can go on our website, and that's www.homeinstead.com/325.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, and this is really exciting. Oh, do I have 1 minute, Chris? Because I've got to say this. You have to follow us on Facebook. Because we are running an amazing program right now with Norwest Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And from March 1st to the 31st, we are holding a Facebook like-a-thon. And if you like us on the Home Instead Senior Care Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey, or the Warren County, New Jersey Facebook,
yep.
we are donating one food item for every like that we get.
Okay.
So I had this dream the other night that I had a U-Haul, and there were thousands of food items. And I was, like, freaking out because I was like, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful. And we got that many likes. So you
awesome.
See, that's the other aspect of educating people, exposing them to my business, and helping
right.
a nonprofit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we have, like, 1 minute left, and off air, I was asking you or said to you, you really should write a book, and you said...
I am. I'm
awesome.
Writing two of them.
All right. Well,
and I want a sitcom.
And a sitcom.
Because
well,
this would be
so
fabulous.
It'll be like The Office.
Yes.
Tracy, it's been awesome. We got to do this again. This
I hope
is
so.
Really cool.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals